For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Big announcement Tuesday night, Shay's season for next year, and along with the big theater, they also talked about what they're going to be doing at Shea Smith and at Shea 710. So kind of that whole half a block from Tupper halfway down Main Street.
Yeah, and announcing it all at once makes it just look huge. It is huge. I mean, it's a lot of offerings. And the event itself has become so popular. I just wait until the next day when they send the release. And I don't know what people expect. They expect surprises. You know, there are certain shows out on the road. Off the top, we knew Mean Girls was coming because it was teching and rehearsing here. And then there are certain others that are out, and it's just a matter of, well, I guess in a year when Hamilton is out, will we be among the first to get it or won't we? How soon will we get it? And we've waited a while for Come From Away because It's still playing in Toronto, but we will be getting that. I'm not surprised to see Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville.
You talked about that. You said it's a nice, innocent entertainment.
Yeah. Well, it tanked real fast on Broadway. I think Broadway had overestimated how many Jimmy Buffett fans were going to Broadway shows. But even at the opening night party, people were saying, whatever happens here, this will do great on the road.
And let's not forget, the Shea season isn't over this year coming along. Rent, a lot of people looking forward to that. And Dear Evan Hansen.
They also announcing, the Smith Theater, which is basically being divided between O'Connell and Company's very commercial fare and Second Generation's very ambitious fare. But at 710, I do think that they have upped the ante a bit. It seems to be shifting in a pleasing direction, more substantial fare. And I thought over the past year that the productions were better. Of course, the amusing one to see percolate is All for One Productions. They had done Three Musketeers this past year, coming back with Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is ambitious, which I could see. Okay, we'll bring five companies together and do a better job than one could do alone. And it was very high tech on Broadway.
Well, let me jump in here, though. What do five companies bring that one good company can't bring? What do they get? Do they get a better pool of actors or a wider pool to choose from?
Well, interesting question. One of the things that they were saying was that they wanted to expand the audience. So you bring five companies that appeal predominantly to white upper middle class audiences together to do a play that appealed to that same audience. Something that could be said, a missed opportunity perhaps for the use of 710 Main and The Smith and even sometimes Shays. But let's see what they come up with.
Well, something opening this weekend for a smaller theatrical experience and always very intense over at the Paul Robeson Theater in the African American Cultural Center. It's a play that's created from poetry called The Sidewalk Stage Play.
Yes, poet Idriss Wajed with Paulette Harris, the artistic director of the theater. And I think what we have just described happening along Main Street will highlight the importance of the Paul Robeson Theater, fulfilling an important need and providing a valued viewpoint, particularly exciting because it's an original work by local artists.
Well, over at the Subversive Theater, they're opening with the Arthur Miller play After the Fall. But meanwhile, over at the Kavanoki, they have a play that would work at Subversive, George Orwell's 1984.
You think they should swap?
They could, and no one would notice.
Well, I think after what they've been through, the Kavanoki is not willing to do that. That this has been an upward climb to this momentous opening night tonight. I think that anyone reading the New York Times or American Theater or the Buffalo News or listening to this radio station knows that 10 days before the Kavanoki was to open To Kill a Mockingbird, they got caught in the crossfire of a squabble between the New York producer and the publisher of the version that the Kavanoki was doing. They acted swiftly, decisively, communicated with their audience, kept all their actors, produced 1984, and it opens tonight. And all I can think to say is, wow. That's a Peter Hall word.
Wow. Well, it's kind of funny. Again, one of those nights when I was walking to the Smith Theater to see Angels in America, and I saw a bunch of people walking to the Alleyway Theater, and I knew that we were just going to cross paths the next night for the absolute brightness of Leonard Pelkey.
One-man show Jimmy Janowski playing all of the characters in a small New Jersey town. And the background is a very flamboyant teenage boy has gone missing, and a detective is brought on, and it's not long before we suspect foul play. But Jimmy, portraying the people in this town and talking about this boy and how he's touched their lives, it's a powerful piece, seeing the off-Broadway production. It's the kind of thing that you'd like a lot of people to see, and Jimmy is a dynamic performer, kind of a special little thing.
Jimmy Janowski's very, very special actor.
Certainly is. At the end, he asks the audience, how many of you were bullied? And people are interestingly reluctant to admit that. And he had some fun with that with the audience afterward.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.